Bigger Toby Young quits. Now scrap the new uni regulator driving privatization. Thea Sharif, national chair, socialist students. Bigoted Tory journalist Toby Young has resigned from the board of the government's new universities regulator, the Office for Students, OVS. This follows public pressure in the form of widespread condemnation by students, education workers and trade unions for the litany of outright sexist, homophobic and anti-working class remarks he has publicly made in the past. As if that weren't enough, Young has repeatedly come out against the culture of inclusivity in the state education system. He once even described working class students as stains. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and former front bench Tory MP Priti Patel were quick to defend him. But the body the government appointed him to remains unchanged. In fact, Young, an outspoken supporter of the Tories' education counter-reforms, was well suited to the position. The OVS is part of the Tory government's rabid drive to marketize education. Young is a pioneer of the free school movement, part of the drive to force schools from the democratic control of local councils into the arms of unaccountable businesses and entrepreneurs. The ruling board of the OVS is stuffed with business executives, including the chief executive of multinational law firm DLA Piper, and the managing director of tax-dodging chemist Boots. It is chaired by a former policy advisor to Tony Blair, Sir Michael Barber. Not a single position on the 15-strong board has been left vacant for a trade union representative or a representative from the National Union of Students. Universities Minister Joe Johnson, Boris's brother, says that HEFCE, the main predecessor of the OVS in England, existed to ensure the sector was suitably funded. The OVS, on the other hand, will be driving value for money. How? The Department for Education says the OVS will encourage innovative providers to enter the market and meet demand. The real objective of the OVS amounts to nothing more than forcing the barefaced privatization of our universities. It's the same transformation which 4 years Young has striven for in secondary education. Socialist Students welcomes Toby Young's resignation. But we demand the whole OVS be axed. We fight for a truly democratic and accountable system of free, fully funded education, run by and in the interests of students, staff and the trade unions.